Klockner and company watched them stroll back to the sea turtle. Klockner and company were weary of Neptune Beach and Pete's and the sea turtle and the crowded rental. Six agents, including Chap and Wes, were still there, all very anxious for another assignment. The unit had discovered the brethren, plucked them from inside Trumbull, brought them to the beach, and now they just wanted them to leave the country. Jack Argrow had not touched the files, or at least they appeared untouched. They were still wrapped in the pillowcase on the sofa in the exact spot Spicer had left them. "The wire is underway," Argrow said as they settled into his suite. Teddy was still watching from Langley. The three were now wearing all manner of beach garb. Yarber had a fishing cap with a 6-inch bill. Spicer had a straw hat and a yellow T-shirt of some variety. Beach, the Republican, wore khaki shorts, a knit pullover, and a golf cap. There were three large envelopes on the dining table. Argrow handed one to each of the brethren. "Inside, you'll find your new identities. Birth certificates, credit cards, social security cards." "What about passports?" asked Yarber. "We have a camera set up in the next room. The passports and driver's licenses will need photos. It will take 30 minutes. There's also $5,000 cash in those small envelopes there."
"I'm Harvey Moss?"
Spicer asked, looking at his birth certificate.
"Yes. You don't like Harvey?"
"I guess I do now."
"You look like a Harvey," Beach said.
"And who are you?"
"Well, I'm James Nunley."
"Nice to meet you, James."
Argrow never cracked a smile, never relaxed for a second. "I need to know your travel plans. The people in Washington really want you out of the country."
"I need to check flights to London," Yarber said.
"We've already done that. A flight to Atlanta leaves Jacksonville in 2 hours. At 7:10 tonight, there's a flight leaving Atlanta for London Heathrow that arrives early tomorrow morning. Can you get me a seat? It's already done. First class."
Finn closed his eyes and smiled.
"And what about you?"
Argrow asked, looking at the other two.
"I kind of like it here,"
Spicer said. "Sorry, we have a deal."
"We'll take the same flights tomorrow afternoon," Beach said, "assuming all goes well with Mr. Yarber."
"Do you want us to handle the reservations?"
"Yes, please."
Chap eased into the room without making a sound and took the pillowcase from the sofa. He left with the files.
"Let's do the photos," Argrow said.
Finn Yarber, now traveling as a Mr. William McCoy of San Jose, California, flew to Atlanta without incident. For an hour he walked the concourses of the airport, rode the underground shuttle, and thoroughly enjoyed the frenzy and chaos of being in the midst of a million people in a hurry. His first-class seat was a massive leather recliner. After two glasses of champagne, he began to drift and to dream. He was afraid to sleep because he was afraid to wake up. He was certain he would be back on his top bunk, staring at the ceiling, counting off another day at Trumbull. From a payphone next to Beach Java, Joe Roy finally caught his wife. At first, she thought the call was a hoax and refused to accept the collect charges.
"Who is this?"
she asked.
"It's me, dear. I'm no longer in prison."
"Joe Roy?"
"Yes. Now listen. I'm out of prison, okay? Are you there?"
I think so. Where are you?"
"I'm staying at a hotel near Jacksonville, Florida. I was released from prison this morning."
"Released? But how?"
"Don't ask, okay? I'll explain everything later. I'm leaving tomorrow for London. I want you to go to the post office first thing in the morning and get an application for a passport."
"London? Did you say London?"
"Yes."
"England?"
"That's it, yes. I have to go there for a while. It's part of the deal."
"For how long?"
"Couple of years. Listen, I know it's hard to believe, but I'm free and we're going to live abroad for a couple of years."
"What kind of deal? Have you escaped, Joe Roy? You said it'd be easy to do."
"No, I have been released."
But you got more than 20 months to go.
Not anymore. Listen, get the application for the passport and follow the instructions.
Why do I need a passport?
So we can meet in Europe.
For 2 years?
Yes, that's it.
But Mother's sick. I can't just run off and leave Mother.
He thought of all the things he'd like to say about her mother, then let it pass. A deep breath, a glance down the street.
I'm going away, he said. I have no choice.
Just come home, she said.
I can't. I'll explain it later.
An explanation would be nice.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Beach and Spicer ate seafood in a restaurant crowded with people much younger. They roamed the sidewalks and eventually found their way to Pete's Bar and Grill, where they watched the Braves and enjoyed the noise. Finn was somewhere over the Atlantic, following their money.